WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. That was The Ventures. So we've got some weather coming in, so be advised. It's kind of nice, a little humid out there, but they are saying that from like 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we have a potential for some thunderstorms and hail. I just was checking, and it looked like where my mom lives, that they had quite a lot of hail up in upstate New York. So this system has been doing that. So be be aware. And hopefully everybody will be fine. It's going to cool things down. Apparently the upper level of the atmosphere is much cooler. And that's why it's kind of unusual for this time of year to have these kind of patterns. Everything is screwy. I don't know. They had the climate conference in China. Mayor, the Boston mayor, I'm blanking out his name right now. It's there and it's not there. Okay. was over there, and I guess the climate conference is going to be held in Boston next year. That should be interesting. So, you know, hopefully China and the U.S. can work together on, you know, two of the biggest polluters trying to pull back from some of the behaviors. All of us who drive, I guess, are part of the problem. So getting cars that are more efficient is one thing, and driving less is another. I don't know. We got to figure it out because we're messing up the whole deal, for sure. All right, so this is Joyce the Voice. I don't know if I said that already. I'm going to have a guest. Hopefully they're calling in. They're in New York opening their tour, La Musique, and a great, great band from Haiti. So hopefully we'll be talking to Steve Valancourt, and he'll be, you know, tuning in with us. So going to start us off with some music for a change. Also coming up, and I'll be talking more about that, is the observance, the Jewish observance of Shavuot, or weeks, Shavuos. And we've been counting the Omer from Passover to receiving the law, the Torah, on Shavuos. And so we're in the last week of counting. It's the week of Malchut, or manifestation of kingship, and as I've maybe explained before, each of the weeks has a different quality that you use to work on yourself, to get yourself out of slave mentality into being able to stand at Sinai and receive the law. And each of the characteristics or midot are associated, according to the Ari, with colors. So I've taken on the practice, I actually kind of created it, of wearing the colors. And this week, the week is blue, Malchut, and the day, the color of the day, is light pink. So that is Netzach, or victory. So there you have that. And let's listen to some music. Oh, and it's not house. I'm reading Mike, and I really want, let's see if I can remember how to do this. Okay. CD set, that's what I want. Okay, Mike, oh, it actually worked. Marvelous. No, it didn't work. CD 2, CD 3. Okay. Okay, there we go. We're in business. So, excellent.
I wish we never stole lands from the Indians. I wish we never made the black man slaves. Yes, as much as I love America, our freedom's got a few stains. I could do without Hollywood. Yes, Wall Street and LA. No, it's written in God we trust on the dollar. Sometimes it feels like it's to the dollar we pray. In America, red, white, and blue. Yes, America, still I love. Forget the Civil War, segregation and Vietnam. Yes, before we start preaching to the rest of the world, best we remember from where we've come. Yeah, the gap between the rich and poor. Don't know if that's a bridge that can be crossed today. And the middle class is drowning down the river under bills they can barely pay. In America, red, white, and blue. Oh, America, still I love you. But I was born with freedom in my veins, and yes, I wear this with pride. Never to take it for granted in a world where evil and persecution have thrived. So America, yes, God bless you.
Second,
the commander in chief.
him while chasing a fly, saying death to all those that whimper and cry, and dropping a barbell, he points to the sky, saying the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in the kitchen, she ain't wearing no shoes. Daddy's in the factory, he's lighting the fuse. I'm in the alley, I cannot do. The king of the Philistines, his soldiers to save, puts jawbones on their tombstones and flatters their graves, puts the Pied Pipers in prison and he fattens the slaves and sends them out to the jungle. Davy with a blowtorch, he burns out their camps. With his faithful slave Pedro behind him, he tramps with a fantastic collection of stamps to win friends and influence his uncle. Daddy's in the factory, ain't wearing no shoes. Mama's in the alley, she's lighting the fuse. In the kitchen with the tombstone blue. The geometry of innocent flesh on the bone, it's Galileo's math book is thrown at Delilah, who's sitting worthlessly alone, but the tears on her cheeks are from laughter. I could give Brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him in chains at the top of the hill and send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. He could die happily ever after. Mama's in the kitchen, ain't wearing no shoes. Daddy's in the oven, he's lighting the fuse. I'm in a factory with the tombstone blues. Players now rehearse around the flagpole, and the National Bank selling road maps for the soul to the old folks' home and the college. I wish I could write you a melody so plain that could hold you, dear lady, from going insane, that could cool you and ease you and cease the pain of your pointless and useless knowledge. Daddy's in the kitchen, he ain't got no shoes. Mama's on the factory, she's lighting the fuse. I'm in the kitchen with a tombstone blue.
Thank you.
The Danny Green Trio from their new CD, Altered Narratives, and the song is called Second Chance. I love the strings on that. And of course, Danny is on the keyboards. Beautiful CD. They were here at the, what's the name of the little club there on, is it Hampshire Street? The Lily Pad, I think it's called. It was a cute little venue. Okay, before that, Noah Preminger, Hard Times Killin' Floor Blues is the song. And it's from a new CD called Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. We heard Bob Dylan before that, off of the Bootleg Series Volume 12, The Best of the Cutting Edge, 1965 to 1966. Tombstone Blues, and we opened up with Laser Lloyd, his song America. And of course, I'm waiting for the folks from Laku Music to call in, but I haven't heard from them yet. So I'm going to put on, I don't know if I should put on some more music or chat with you. Let's see. I do have some information about a wonderful way to spend your summer with Spotlight Musical Theater Workshop at Medford High School from 8:30 in the morning to 3:30 at night. And that's put on by Spotlight Productions, 360.org. And there's several sessions. There are 3 2-week sessions to choose from. First one starts July 6th, second session July 18th, and the last one August 1st. They're all different, and there is a sibling discount, and they have core classes in voice, acting, dance. It sounds terrific. They also have tech, light, sound, set, crew, sketch comedy, improv, and more. Spotlight Productions puts this on. Their web is Spotlight Productions, 360.org. So that sounds like a lot of fun. There is a phone number, 781-526-4675. Okay, so I don't know what happened, why they didn't call, but maybe they'll call soon. I can tell you that they're on tour. They've been in New York. They opened up their tour there. Then to Providence. And yesterday they were in Philadelphia. They will be in Marlborough, New York at the Falcon and at the Burlington Discover Jazz Festival in Burlington, Vermont on June 11th. And then another date in Vermont, Barnard, the Feast and Field Festival. I so wish I could see this band live, Laku Music. Okay, so I guess I'm going to put something else on and we'll see what happens.
אמת בדברים שאת אומרת אמת פשוטה אל מול היד המכוונת רק לנשום מול הים שישאר אחרינו יום נגמר לילה שמביא לו התחלה חדשה Partiste, sabe Deus como é fria a nossa cama, sabe Deus como a minha voz te chama, só Deus sabe como posso viver nesta tristeza de saber que não vais voltar esta minha certeza. Esquecer, tu estarás a minha espera, onde é sempre primavera. Mas se Deus quiser, voltarei para junto a ti, renascendo onde sabe Deus como é frio. Sabe Deus como a minha voz te chama, só Deus sabe como acalmar amanhã em que saíste nesse dia em que me deixaste e para sempre partiste. שאת אומרת אמת פשוטה אל מול היד המכוונת רק לנשום מול הים שישאר אחרינו יום נגמר לילה שמביא לו התחלה חדשה
That was the Adan Rachel Project from the CD Quarter to Six on Kombucha. And Sabe Jus is the name, God knows. So beautiful. He has, I don't know if I have the information on it with me. Let's see. Who the vocalist is. That I think that's the only one that he's got a vocalist on that with it. I do have liner notes, but let's see if I can pull them out here. Sabe Jus, and it doesn't say. Let's see. Nope. Ah, I know I read something. Probably, maybe it's in the back. Part one, Sabitius. Oh, it's tiny, tiny, tiny. Where are my glasses? Ah! Okay. Let's see. Sabitius. Let's see. Oh, it's Portuguese lyrics. Okay, I have it wrong. Have to change that. I said. All right, we got to put that. Okay, so. There's Hebrew lyrics and Portuguese. Vocals, Ana Moura. That's the beautiful voice that we heard. Very nice. Okay, so, and it does have, let's see if we've got the lyrics here. I think we do. God knows everything that enters my soul. God knows where do I find my calm. Only God knows. How quiet was the morning when you left. That day when you left me, and forever you were gone. God knows how cold our bed is. God knows, as my voice still calls you, only God knows. How can I live in this sadness, knowing that you will not come back? That is my certainty. But God willing, you will be waiting for me, where it is always spring. But God willing, I will come back to you, born again when I die. There is truth in what you say, a simple truth. Against the guiding hand, just breathe facing the sea, which will be here after us. Day passes, night, which brings him a new beginning. Wow. His lyrics are so gorgeous. I love this CD. Okay, so that's Idan Rachel Project, quarter to six. And where are we going next? Well, let's see. This is some information from Mark Langfin, The Iran Deal and the Two-State Solution. One big lie serves another. The left uses same arguments, same falsehoods, and is leading to the same level of danger for both issues. This was published on Friday, May 20th. Much has been made out of Obama's national security flunky, Ben Rhodes' fictional imaginary advocacy for Obama's Iran nuclear bomb deal. No one should be under any delusion that Rhodes' Iran nuclear fictional lies were not approved by Barack Obama. But no one should think that Ben Rhodes had to work very hard to conjure up the Iranian nuke fabrications that almost all the American Jews and the mainstream media were ready to swallow whole. The reason? It's simple. Obama's Iranian nuclear bomb deal, big lies, were ripped straight out of the two-state solution, big lies, that American Jews and the mainstream media have been swallowing whole for decades. In fact, the Israeli left's big lies on the two-state solution laid the necessary foundation for the success of Obama's Iran nuke deal. One, the Iran deal will empower the Iranian moderates. How many times have the Jews been told by the left that the two-state solution will empower the Palestinian moderates, when in reality, it empowers the Palestinian extremists? In fact, Hamas took over the Gaza Strip exactly because of the two-state solution. But the Israeli and American Jews still buy into the lie that ceding to terror will somehow, quote, moderate the terrorists, unquote. Despite the fact that everyone knows rewarding the terrorists because they engage in terror will only encourage more terrorism. Rhodes figured correctly that the American Jews will buy the giving Iran nukes, empower the moderates line with the Iranians. And the American Jews swallowed it whole. There was barely a peep out of the conference of presidents of major Jewish organizations. Did Israel fall apart because Ehud Barak didn't create a Palestinian state in the 1990s? Two, it's either we sign the Iran deal now or it's war. It's now or never. If we don't make a deal, we'll be forced into a worse deal later. I wish I had a nickel for every Israeli leftist who opined if we don't make a Palestinian West Bank state today, it'll be a war or another intifada. I'd be a very rich man. Ask yourself a simple question. Did Israel fall apart because Ehud Barak didn't create a Palestinian state in the 1990s? In fact, had Barak created a PA state in the 90s, there would have been PA rockets into Tel Aviv, and Israel would have been falling apart. The Obama people, just like the two-staters, had to create a false sense of security where there was no urgency in order to short-circuit any rational analysis of the Iran nuke deal. That's because any rational look at the Iran nuke deal or the two-state solution would expose both of them to be hoaxes and security nightmares for America and Israel, respectively. So, Rhodes adeptly copied the two-state solution's false urgency to slip the Iran nuke hoax past the all-too-willing American Jews and U.S. Congress. 3. The Iran nuke deal is airtight, secure, and 24/7 verifiable. How many Israeli generals strongly advocated for the Rabin two-state deal and the Sharon-Gaza disengagement and said they were both 100% secure and totally verifiable? Almost all the Israeli generals are part of the leftist Israeli IDF high command, who believe in the two-state solution as if it were a religion. American leftists buy off some Israeli generals who have nothing else to sell to American Jews when they retire except the two-state solution. And these generals create a think tank, and you've got a two-state solution machine. It doesn't matter that the two-state solution or the Iran deal were security catastrophes and totally unverifiable. Rhodes and Obama again figured correctly. If American Jews still believe in the two-state solution, when the Hamas is firing rockets into Tel Aviv, the same Jews who don't know the difference between U-235 and U-238 will buy the canard that the Iran deal is subject to 24/7, 365 verification. Obama had the measure of the peace at any price, American Jews. 4. The Iran nuke deal is reversible, quote-unquote, or equivalently, the Iranian nuclear sanctions will automatically snap back if Iran violates the agreement. Again, with a two-state solution, we're always told, if anything goes wrong, we can reinvade Gaza or the West Bank. Oy gewalt. Doesn't everyone now see this as a total fraud? Reinvade Gaza, where they've smuggled in thousands of anti-tank weapons because Israel withdrew and then allowed the Arab terrorists to unlimitedly arm themselves? Obama just used the gullibility of American Jews and said the Iranian sanctions will, quote, automatically snap back, unquote. And the American Jews bought Obama's Iran deal fraud. How could the American Jews be so stupid to believe that $150 billion of funds to Iran would be snapped back? Where are the Iranian sanctions snapping back now that Iran is supposedly, quote, violating the deal by firing ballistic missiles? In fact, John Kerry is on a world tour to encourage people to drop the Iranian sanctions, despite the Iranian violations and the imagery automatic snapback sanction. Obama forgot to mention that the Iranian sanctions will automatically snap back only after Russia and China vote for the, quote, automatic snapback. 5. If you're against the Iran nuke deal, you're a warmonger and against peace. This is once again an exact copy of the two-state solution big lie. How many times has the left attacked any person rationally criticizing the two-state solution as a warmonger and against peace? Obama only used the tried and true Orwellian tactic of attacking people who want to preserve peace and security by fraudulently calling them warmongers. The big lie tactic has worked for years against the brave, rational Jews who have fought against Auschwitz 67 borders. It worked like a charm for Obama. 6. If all else fails, blame Israel for any problems in either coming to an Iran nuke deal or for enforcing an Iran nuke deal. Obama has a simple approach. When the Palestinian Arabs are waging a terror war on Israel and are refusing to negotiate, blame Israel first, second, and third. Whenever there was a problem in the Iran nuke talks, or Congress had a problem with it, or Obama needed to make even more suicidal concessions, he would simply blame Israel because the Iran nuke deal wasn't working. Again, Obama's use of the two-state big lie worked to sell the Iran nuke's big lie. The true tragedy of Obama's Iran nuke fraud is far from unfolding. But the reality is that Obama's big lie on the Iranian nuke deal will lead Israel to face Iran's nuclear gas chamber sooner rather than later. This is an op-ed by Mark Langfin. Pretty intense. Well, no call from our guests, so I'll play some of their music in any case. Let's see if I can get this to wake up. Great. So I'm so sorry that we didn't connect as far as the interview. I don't know if they were too busy or whatever, but you can hear the music is really joyful. I can tell you a little bit about this group. Let me get my information here. They are from Haiti, and the band came together after the terrible events that struck Haiti, the devastating 2010 earthquake. The group includes elder legends and rising young talents, united in a mission to honor the healing spirit of their collective culture and communicate a message of pride, strength, and hope to their countrymen and the world. Music is at the core